Well, welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Tosh. How's it going?
Oh, great.
Oh, well, we're here back in the car.
Do you think we're going to turn the air on?
Or I think we will, yeah.
Okay.
Should I turn it on now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me.
That's a ghost in the back seat.
I just threw my voice. Oh, well, yeah. Let's get it going.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how's it going?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
And you?
It's good. It's good, yeah.
Yeah? Any news?
Let's see. New news.
News of the week. Do, do,
do, do, my do, toilet do, just do, 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 got fixed. So there's that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
We're starting off on, like, high notes here. I'm, like, real...
My anger management episode is dropping on Monday, so that's fun.
We're getting a lot of...
Yeah, we're getting thumbs up from the back seat. Should we just introduce
her?
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
sorry, it's that.
She may be in the middle of
it. Oh, yeah. Okay. You finished it? Okay, great. She's giving us the thumbs up again. She's getting some liquid. Guys, we're very excited because
our guest...
What am I... Oh, it's just like that. Our guest is Darcy Carden.
Woo!
Now, let's be fair here, okay? You are married.
Yeah.
Professionally, have you gone the Carden way?
Yeah,
or are you sticking with Erica?
No, okay. I went Carden almost immediately. I mean, immediately.
Is it, you like the last name so much?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just easier. Do you remember how my family spells Erican? It's E-R-O-K-A-N. No one in my life has ever said it right. You did just say it right.
I did say it right?
But, like,
okay, good.
When you're reading it, you wouldn't say, oh, that looks like Erican. People would say Arakan or Arokan or whatever. And so...
Idiots.
Yeah, they're idiots. So people would, like, you know, I don't know, for an audition or for just being on stage, you want someone to nail that name.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's tough because... My last name is unusual, I feel straightforward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met another Shelkie?
Don't say
that. I mean,
don't lie.
I haven't. I guess not, but it doesn't.
That means it's unusual.
Oh, dear.
Wait,
okay.
I'm showing a little aggression.
Just saying.
Right? I'm just saying that it doesn't sound unusual.
This is my whole point.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. You should be able to say it if you met me and, like, you'd be like... You would think, oh, look at this name.
It's
this is an easy name.
Mm-hmm.
No, these people, these fuckers,
they're
always like, they mess it up. They're like, first off, they always like see it and they just like insert letters and stuff into it that aren't there. They'll be like, oh, Schnelke. Oh, Sharky.
Sharky.
Like, Sheckley. They'll transpose it.
Are you yelling? I feel like you're talking really loud.
Oh, he has
right? I don't know.
He has earphones on. So.
I think maybe it's the earphones this time.
It's always like that, though.
Yeah, I know.
This is how I always do. I always have earphones on.
To you, or is it just me? A little bit. Okay. Yeah.
No,
well, anyway.
You're just getting my ire. Okay.
I think I am. I'm right. As if I'm the one who's saying
exactly.
Shelkie. Although I like that.
Anyone ever said Sheckley?
Yes, that happens all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
All the time.
Sheckley.
Yeah.
It's so many consonants. Hmm. It's straightforward.
And you were just telling a personal tattoo story.
Yeah.
And it just made me think, because, like, so my name is Shelkie, right? Mm-hmm. And so I always, to teach people,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, here's a shell and a key.
That's perfect.
Easy. Shell key.
That's very weird that you had to teach people that.
I shouldn't have to.
You should just take those people out of
They're
your life.
Snip,
they
snip.
Don't need to be in
totally.
Your life.
You know?
Just
but that,
forget
I,
it.
In my personal tattoo story, I was saying that my old Turkish... It is a Turkish name, by the way. And when
is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in the movie, they said something about Turkish, and it was racist. I don't know.
Not
really. But I'm also Greek.
Least of our concerns.
Yeah, but we haven't even talked about that.
We haven't.
But anyway, Erican being my last name, my mom, we did have to really explain it to a lot of people. And it was always like, how do you say that?
Hmm.
So my mom would draw an arrow, and that arrow would be pointing towards a little soup can.
Now, would she do that? Would she do that, like, in at parties?
It would be,
or
like, on
this...
a note. Or let's say, like, I have, like, a good memory of them on, like, many a brown paper bag. Like, a lunch bag.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just quirky and funny.
Honestly, I feel
That's
like
cute.
For just Erican's going forward, like, for the women Erican's, like,
any.
That would be, like,
there
a very flirty... great thing to do. I would love it if a girl was like, here's how you say it, you know,
on your arm.
And drew it on your arm.
So cute.
Yeah.
You know? We have Shelkies going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Selkies. There was one.
Don't count yourself out.
Yeah. Soon. That's true. You're still here. Yeah.
That's true.
You could do that with a girl, a lady.
Oh yeah, I could. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you could just look at her. What's your name? You could just don't say a word. Just reach for her arm, pull out a.
Oh man, that would be so weird. That would be pretty creepy.
Weird.
What's your name again? Like just.
But see, like, and then I just do her name without
no,
even knowing.
Your name. Oh yeah. You would just write. You want to remember my name? You grab her.
Right.
When I just meet her before anything,
I'm just like, hey.
She's like,
a way to remember
my
name.
Is this bad advice? Should I? No.
Oh, my gosh. That's either the beginning of a beautiful love story or the end.
Or my first arrest.
Yeah.
You know? Could be either.
Yeah.
Darcy, welcome to the West Coast.
Thank you.
Darcy and her hubby.
My husband.
Did you know her husband?
Oh, yeah.
You know her husband. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The sweet, sweet man, Jason Grant Cardin.
Does he do improv?
He does comedy. He's a producer at Funny or Die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now you know.
Now I know. The more you know.
There's been new peeps every day.
Just popping up. Mm-hmm.
But I was excited that you were here, and I didn't know you were here until you were already here. And then when... we were talking about people, you know, guests and stuff. I was like, I'm going to kill two birds with one stone here.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't seen each other since I've been here.
Yeah.
I've been hiding away in my
little
cave.
So this is the first time. Guys, you were feeling it right here.
Well, sometimes, we were on the first floor of an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And my sweet, sweet Jason Grant Cardin, since we're on the first floor, he likes to keep the blinds shut because he feels weird about people walking by.
Brett feels that way, too. He likes to shut them, and I don't like that because
you don't get the light.
Totally.
And it's
sometimes
so
sometimes you want to peek out
like
there.
We had a great fight about it today while we were, like, Skyping with friends in New York.
Oh, no.
I was opening the window, so I was like, don't do that. I don't want to live in a cave. And then back and forth.
Right.
I mean, what do they think is going to...
He is convinced that somebody will look in and be like, oh, there's some nice things in there. I'm going to come back and rob them blind.
Do you know what? I just heard a little tip.
Tell them to go... Or they're waiting for the other people to go.
Yeah.
I heard a tip, which is... Or maybe a fact is
a better way to put it. Yeah.
That burglars do not generally spend more than 60 seconds trying to get in.
Oh, interesting.
So if it's hard to get in, even if they see the... Unless you have, like, you maybe...
Just easy.
Like a diamond necklace on display with a light
on it.
And surrounded with gold.
That's how I display all my diamond things.
And just like a plate of cheese and crackers.
And some wine.
Exactly.
Like, oh, shit,
and some nice regular music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then maybe they would spend a little more time. But if you just make it hard to get into, they're not going to.
Yeah. Yeah. Lock your doors.
Tell that to your sweet, sweet Jason.
I will. Okay. But we were burglarized in New York. Hell's Kitchen. And guess what?
Okay, so JGC has reason to be able...
Oh, JGC, that was so great. In my phone, it's JGC.
Really?
JGC is really hard to say, too. But I say it a lot.
I got through it.
JGC. Yeah. But we were broken into on the top floor of our Hell's Kitchen apartment.
Mm.
We were on the top floor.
Top
so
floor?
They
did
in,
it?
Like it through the
walk
roof.
Up?
Five floors. We were on the fifth floor.
Walk
so
up.
They were on the roof and they came through our fire escape.
Fucking
and,
cat burglars.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was. I mean, Jason has never made me feel this way. Like he's never pointed out the blame. But it was my fault. Like
why?
He was always like, oh, you gotta lock the window, lock the gate, lock the gate.
And
I would always be like, it's really hard to lock. So
right. Yeah.
It was too hard.
Yeah.
Right.
And I didn't lock it. And somebody just snuck right in and stole every little thing we owned.
Every
oh my
little
God.
Thing. Yeah. That's terrible.
Every little thing we owned, including a box of change.
Wow. Oh, you can use
it. It was
that.
Like a little hope box where we were like, we're going to get enough change in here to do something.
Oh,
right.
And the burglar was
they
like,
stole
no, you ain't.
Hope.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
can you imagine, like, and it just didn't say anything, right? Because I imagine, like, you could see something in a movie or something like there were people wrote like college or something like that or Tahiti. And then like real dick crooks to take that.
Or
you know?
If it just said hope.
Hope, I know. You would hope that even if this bird, I mean like people do mean things. This person probably needed some money or needed some food or something. So let's give them a little slack.
I think going forward, you should get a box. mark it on hope on the outside, and then inside put a little post-it that says, we don't have any. Because we got robbed before.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Well,
and that'd
it
be
does
nice
make
little.
Sense that how he feels now. That
yeah, exactly.
Brett's not concerned about the robbery. I think he just doesn't like the invasion of
totally.
Privacy.
Totally, people looking in.
Yeah,
yeah, but who's wasting
and also,
time
yeah,
is
I mean,
how I feel about it.
I mean, it, like, for instance, okay, in my apartment building, constantly have this thing because it's a kind of a hallway kind of... Mm-hmm.
Like alley?
Yeah, like or like, it's like a motel kind of
sure,
setup,
sure,
that
sure.
kind of one.
I gotcha.
Where it's like, you know, people... In some places, you're only going to pass one or two, but on mine, like, you'd probably have to go past all the ones, you know.
All whatever. The apartments?
So, in any event, it's, like, constantly, all the windows, there's not a lot of windows that aren't on that corridor, you know. And so, you have to make that decision, do I want light, or
oh,
do
yeah.
I want people to see, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
block
That's,
people seeing in and
yeah.
stuff. But, you know, they're only walking by for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
What, you know?
Are they also in apartments that you could
yes.
see in? So
yes,
like, let's
hello.
All just respect each other.
Exactly.
Well, see, in that case, I'd feel more like we're all on display.
In this yeah.
No,
yeah.
I would feel the opposite. Like, I'd feel I'm on display.
Because
yeah.
we're all looking in each other's windows.
Yeah,
no, I feel like before SimCity, there was some game, I forget what it was called, but it was like, you could see this whole apartment building and you could like, kinda,
yeah,
oof,
yeah.
what's that Philip Seymour Hoffman building like that, you know, or movie.
No, no.
Where it's the whole, like, town.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, right. Like, we're going to be able
Synecdoche.
To... Synecdoche. No, come on.
Synecdoche, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
see that
like
movie.
That.
I didn't
it's
either.
It's long.
But that... Ugh. I did not think you were going to be able to remember that title.
I did. I pulled it out.
I could definitely remember that. It reminded me of the word Schenectady. But
yeah.
I wouldn't remember
well,
the
yeah.
actual
see
word.
That movie, actually. Anyway.
Anyways.
Wait a minute. Speaking of movies, the preview. What preview?
Oh, yes.
Did I, tell
I wrote
you
this down. I remember it.
Me.
But it was good. The physical action
okay.
was reminding me, too. We're watching this movie, which is the next Coen Brothers movie.
Yes.
And it's basically clearly about, like, some sort of
Bob Dylan
type.
Right.
Yes.
You
and
know?
Let me tell you something. Speaking of, we were talking earlier that you missed New York.
Yeah.
I haven't missed New York in a very long time, but that movie, even just 1 second
yeah.
of it, made me miss
interesting.
New York.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
totally.
It really felt like, oh, New York.
Yeah.
And in the preview, he's holding a cat.
Yeah. On the subway.
On the subway and around, he's carrying this cat the whole time. Not in a carrier. Mm-hmm. He's busy. And that
like
is like one of my nightmares, that I'm holding my cats and they're loose. I
in
don't
the city
like it.
Oh.
Yeah. You were feeling anxious.
I didn't realize that. I thought you were just excited for the cat.
No, I could tell.
And that
you
was
could.
Like
yes.
that. Well, you already, like, and then it just became worse because the first part of this movie put you on
oh.
cat edge like
oh,
crazy.
Oh, shit. Yes, it did.
Oh,
well, even that movie looks
movie?
Good, and, like, that's
oh, looks
totally
so
just
good.
Ripped from that album cover. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
really?
His exact outfit and the cat,
oh,
like,
oh,
is from
really?
This Bob Dylan album
oh,
cover.
I didn't
yeah.
know that.
But
I just don't like that the cat was loose.
But,
yeah,
know.
I could see that.
Anyway.
But you know what? Some cats in New York, they get loose. You know what I mean?
It's upsetting.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's probably what you're supposed to feel. Well,
yeah.
you think
maybe.
So?
Like a little anxious.
Oh, you think
and,
they want...
Well,
yeah,
especially when the cat
way.
Gets loose in the subway.
Oh,
please.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Well, we got to see the movie because we don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's okay.
You're right. You're
yeah.
right. You're right.
And honestly, that was a good preview because
yeah. mm-hmm.
it had two kind of moments of like, well, we got to see the movie.
Yeah.
One, the cat.
The cat.
You know? What happens
sure
with the cat? And then the
that.
Second, I love how they
the
do
end.
It, is like the end. It's like F. Murray Abraham is like, play something. And you don't hear him play.
He takes no. his time. He gets ready. He, like, mm-hmm. adjusts. He puts his guitar up. And then it's like, you gotta see the movie.
And I like that. Because too many previews.
Said, gotta see the movie.
That part kind of
it would be like, it would, like, go to black. And then there would just be the little corner would peek up. And you would be fear saying.
Gotta see the movie. My hands up. Like, jazz hands. Wait for the movie, guys.
You know, I was reading an article this morning that mentioned that they're talking about changing the preview guidelines. And so that they want to make them all shorter.
Oh.
Because a lot of people complain.
No.
You know?
Those people need to
right
shut
now,
their head.
How,
yeah.
Here's a good question.
Okay.
How long
movies.
Do you think the guideline is right now?
It
What's the longest you think it could be?
3 minutes. 4 minutes.
Feels like that, but it's shorter.
Is it?
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
That's the longest it can be?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they're talking about taking it down to 2.
No. That's ridiculous.
You know what? I'll tell you what. They couldn't be a second shorter. I need every second that I'm getting in those movies.
What if it's a movie you don't care about? Even then? You want
to because it's the best part of the movie then. Like, a movie I don't care about. It's please.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm always scared about seeing a movie that, for instance, here's a movie yesterday I thought about seeing. I didn't see it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It looks fun from the preview, which is the Google movie. The Interns.
Oh,
uh-huh. It looks like a retread of other of their movies.
I haven't even
But it still looks fun.
Right.
The preview is funny, and I'm like, go and see it, and those are the five jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know?
I know. That's a movie that I would have no expectations for, and then I would probably like it.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's gonna be great. But I could see it.
I was touring with sitting at 1 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
It was perfect
in
time
that
to
case,
see.
God,
yeah.
I love a 1
I
p.m.
just
movie.
Saw the bill. I do too. The billboard for it, and all I could think was, time just goes by so
doesn't
quickly.
It?
I mean, when I meant like, you know, Vince Vaughn.
No,
like,
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
now he's
no,
like
I mean, I was
God,
watching.
Don't watch Swingers, you'll cry.
Oh, I will cry.
Yeah.
I'll cry a
God,
lot.
God, what a goddamn babe.
Yeah, they had a clip from, I was watching something and someone posted something about like that. It had a clip from Swingers and you're just like, oh, wow. Well, speaking of time,
here we go. Good
should
job.
We segue Whoa. Here yeah. into Gosh. The movie we saw Before Midnight, which is the third of this trilogy of movies by Richard Linklater.
Linklater.
And
I don't know. Maybe.
Linklater.
Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy. And I have to say, right from the get here, I watched this movie apparently with 2 14-year-old girls.
Oh, I know. We were awful.
Listen, okay, sure, but here's the thing.
Yeah. What? Explain yourself.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain? Okay, first I'm just going to say this. I loved the first two of these movies. Loved them. Okay, now this movie shows up.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke disgusts me.
Okay? because of his personal...
He's so gross. No, I don't know what it is. He looks
sometimes,
smarmy.
Like, he seemed like this concrete-looking, like, just...
He's reminding me of Kevin Bacon, but smart.
Yes.
But very smart.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin Bacon, I choose to believe, is a good man.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And also, do you remember that time a long time ago we heard, like, Ethan Hawke left his dog out in the rain in front of
I told
McManus?
You that. That's my story.
Oh, that's your story. Okay.
And I was going to reference it again because I do not like him because of that.
It changed.
Exactly.
Yeah. It changed your,
So, already.
He left his dog outside in the rain, outside of McManus.
While
he was inside. It was pouring down rain. And like, we came in the bar, and everyone was like, what asshole?
Oh, no.
You know, and I was, like, saying to these people, like, some asshole left the dog out of the rain.
And everybody shots on me.
And he's in there, and he's, like, wearing this, like, stupid getup. He looks like a waiter. And, like, and he's wearing this vest and, like, white shirt and stuff. And I was like, ugh. And then, like, he sheepishly goes outside, you know, and I was like,
good.
Fuck you.
You should sheepishly go.
Yeah, you should, you little sheep.
Anyway, the only reason we were 14-year-old girls is during the sex scene. Okay,
yes.
Let me tell you. So, first of all, he's disgusting. The whole movie, I'm just like, you are so gross. Like, he just made my skin crawl. And then we have to watch him have sex.
I mean, that's...
Well, they don't actually have sex,
right,
per se.
Right, they don't have sex.
She takes... He takes the off her...
her the top of her dress.
Yes.
So
and
she's no bra.
Breasts
she's,
are
you know,
out.
She's French, I guess they...
Sure.
You know.
But interesting that we never saw those young boobies.
That's what I was going to say. I love Darcy for many reasons, but first off, last night she watched both of them.
Oh,
back
you're
to back.
The best, Darcy.
And I was thinking of doing that, and I even thought about like saying to Tosh, like, let's get together, let's watch all.
Yeah,
you know.
But I was, yeah.
Yeah, but
that's
we decided,
lot.
That's
a lot.
So, but this morning I watched the first one. So I need to know, first off, like, what happens in the second movie as a refresher. But I will mention, yes, in the first movie, they do a little cutaway, which I think story-wise is fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
like
they have sex, they roll, and as they roll, like, the camera rolls away.
And actually, I don't think you even learn that they actually... I mean, you assume they have sex, but they don't confirm it until the second movie.
Mm. Right.
Because there's... In the second... Well, do you want to know about the second
movie? Yes, I do, yeah.
So in the second movie, Jesse, Ethan Hawke, is like a... Maybe he's he released his first book. Oh yeah, you haven't seen it since.
No,
it was
I
out.
Saw it, but yeah.
So like 9 years. I don't ago. Remember.
So what's the time
it's
jump?
Like you're telling it's me. Like 9 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everyone is 9 years. Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. Each one is 9 years.
Okay.
So in the second
one, of the only cool things about the story.
Well, gosh. Okay. So in this second movie, he is doing a book tour. He just wrote this book, which was of like their night together.
Yeah.
And it's getting kind of popular, and she reads about it and she sees his picture. And if you remember in the first movie, the way they ended it was they're like kissing and they're leaving on the train and they're, you know, being really romantic. We don't want to like exchange phone numbers. It's like kind of a fake yes. thing. Meet here at this exact spot in 6 months, which of course like is so stressful.
Right.
Meet in this exact spot in 6 months from today.
Sorry.
That's okay. A phone.
And is it the studio phone?
Sometimes, we have a caller?
Sometimes Brett calls and, yeah. and it's very exciting.
Okay. And so he's giving a talk at this like, you know, this bookstore in Paris, and he looks over and she's there. And the whole second movie is basically them walking. He has like an hour and a half before like he has to be at the airport.
Yeah.
And so they just walk around Paris, and one of the first things she says is, "Can I ask you a question? Did you show up at the train
nice.
Station?" And he kind of is like, no, I didn't." And you can tell he's lying.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Well, I really meant to, but I had to go to my grandma's funeral." And then she gets upset and she's like, "Wait, why didn't you show up at the train station? I had a reason." And he's like, "I did." So
that was before he was disgusting.
I know. Well, he was always a little disgusting.
Yeah, I guess he was
that little rat face, right?
A little unclean.
And so the whole movie is just basically an hour and 20 minutes of them walking through Paris, and he is so stressed out. I mean, you're stressed out for him because you know he just wants to stay there with her forever, and he's got to get back to this wife who you don't even hear about until like halfway through the movie. Who he's obviously like not in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up back.
Which I have to say is a nice sort of callback continuation on the first movie where that boyfriend-girlfriend status is not revealed until halfway through the movie.
Yeah, that's true. Where he doesn't admit that he like just came from kind of getting his heart broken. So anyway, the second movie ends with him in her apartment. He's like just gonna draw, you know, gonna kind of like hug her out the door, but he winds up in her apartment. He makes her sing him a song that she wrote, and it's really sweet, and it's about them, and it's kind of he keeps gushing like how much he thinks about this night that they have together, and she's kind of playing coy the whole time, like she pretended like she didn't even remember if they had sex or not, and he was kind of crushed by that. And then she sings him this song that's like just so sweet and romantic, and then she's like, "You're gonna miss your plane," and he says, "Yeah, I know." And then it was very very sweet.
That is
I
nice.
Know
the opposite of
I know.
Well, I have to say, like, that's the thing that was so interesting and strange about this movie is this movie when it wasn't it was definitely like halfway, maybe a little past halfway, I turned over to Tosh and I was like, "I'm rooting for them to break up."
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, please. I just wanted them to break up. At one point, they're having a fight in the hotel.
One point.
No.
I know.
And she leaves. I'm like, please, I just don't want... I was happy to just sit there watching him alone in that
himself.
Hotel room.
I know.
Yeah. If it was 15 minutes and then credits, fine. I would have taken that over coming back in and listening to them
argue
again.
But you guys, this is the thing. I mean, I don't even know what the thing is. But I cannot say that I enjoyed that movie, but also... it was kind of great.
What?
I know that
what
sounds
happened?
Crazy.
No, that's
I know.
Serious.
I know. But I think just because I watched the first one and the second one so recently.
Yeah.
It was like they're all. It's. I mean, I've never seen a movie like any of these where it really is just a two-person conversation for the entire time, pretty much. And they're all so real and. God, just love. It's like, it doesn't really last. I don't even know. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, it lasts. Of course. And these two. No.
They
no.
were so
Listen,
awful to
yes,
each other in this one.
It lasts. Two. The problem with these two is that she is angry and resentful. She's so mean to him the whole time.
He has a legitimate concern.
Yes.
Do we spoil things on the show?
I don't like to, but this isn't really a spoiler.
Yeah, it's not like
it's not a spoiler.
He has a son from that previous marriage. He feels bad that his son lives so far away.
In America.
And he just kind of brings it up like it makes me feel really bad that he's so far away in America. Yeah. And And she's like, well, this means that we're going to break up and you want me to sacrifice my career and...
Meanwhile, he has left his wife before, moved to Paris to be with her.
And which he says, he's like, you know that I make all these sacrifices for you.
Sad note, this would just be for like 4 years while he's in high school.
I know.
It's like, Julie Delpy.
Delps. Hey, bitch. Delps.
Oh, yeah, what's up,
so
Delps?
So upsetting. She was evil and terrible. I'm not evil, but just, like, bitter and angry. And, like, and okay, he's disgusting and gross. But that's not his fault. But
now, to support you girls in your 14-year-oldness, I will have to say, okay, she was naked for a while.
Yeah, a long time.
And he was really, really going at it. I mean, like,
I've never really seen that before in a movie.
And that's when we were 14. Yeah. I think we said we started laughing.
We couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. But I don't want to get too detailed, but like, I've never seen, like, we've seen plenty of boobs in movies, but man, his mouth
he's
was
just sucking them.
And the thing I kept thinking was, like, I read a bunch of interviews with them, and they're like best friends.
Are you
in real life? They've been friends for like 18 years now.
Wow.
And there was one point where he kind of, like, when they were walking to the hotel, if you remember, on that long walk to the hotel, where he kind of went behind her and like grabbed her boobs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the face she made, I was like, oh, that's Julia making that face. Yeah. That's not Celine. She was like weirded out that her friend just grabbed her boobs.
Yeah, that's you know what I mean? That too. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, the thing about the first two, I loved their conversations. They were long. It was just like so real, but there was like the sweet tension or whatever. Yeah. This movie, I was like, ugh, bored. Like, I don't want to hear about any of this.
Oh my God, then how are we gonna grow up, you guys? How are we gonna be in our 40s?
Like, what are you talking about?
I know, what if that's like, if this is what's gonna happen?
Isn't that what the movie was about? Is like this romantic love can't last, and that we're all gonna just grow up?
I think it was,
and
that was the disturbing.
Well, that's not true.
Here's the thing, too. The other two movies,
these idiots,
the magic.
Don't believe it. No, these are unconscious people. She's like a bitter, angry person who's putting everything on him. She's not looking at herself.
They didn't communicate very well.
There's no communication. Yeah, totally. He's being honest with her. She's like, oh, I'm angry and bitter. No, it's those people, please.
The thing is, I think like the magic of the first two movies is that, and they even talk about it, and I'm going to focus heavily on the first movie because that's what I just saw again.
Yeah.
They talk about how they feel like out of time, you know, that like they feel this moment when they have the night together that it's like time stops and they can just, and anything can happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This movie didn't have that.
Right.
No, you know, like it pretends to, but it doesn't. And it was just like right away with the, like the big argument.
Wait, hold on. Do you mean it? Okay. So the first movie, they did have like a time line. They were like, we have until 9 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah. But
they were like,
it was like,
once, like, you know, the sun goes down, it's like, this night will just last forever. You know what I mean? Right. We're not paying attention to time.
Right.
Even though there is, it's like, at this point, when the sun comes up, he's like, oh, we're back to real time.
Right.
You know?
And then in the second movie, I think it was real time. It was like, from the beginning, his manager or whatever was like, we have to leave for the airport in like an hour and a half.
Right.
So you just saw them the whole time. So it was another one of those like, well, I'm not saying what you're saying, I guess.
No, you are.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, even though there's this time crunch, it's like we're released from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we can just enjoy their conversation with each other, and we can just talk about anything, you know.
But now you're saying that this movie didn't have that.
No.
But you guys, that's because they are married. Well, they're actually not married.
No, they're not.
But they're together. They have kids together. Mm-hmm. They're together like they're talking about. They're going to be together for the next 56 years.
God, I hope not.
I know. But, right? So that isn't... Like, I have... Yeah. As I was watching this and like, simultaneously hating it and loving it, truly. No. I know that sounds weird, but being like... It was so hard to watch, but being... But almost being, like, impressed that they decided to put together this, like... Not awful movie, but like it was like I was impressed that they were brave enough to do something that like wasn't very romantic. It was not romantic at all.
Right.
So my thought is maybe they're just going to keep making movies every 9 years for the rest of their life, and maybe the next movie will be awesome, and it will be like they, you know, because I mean, like I relationships have.
And it just becomes like this relationship, like Seven Up.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
If that happens, I hope she went into deep therapy.
Me too.
Like really, like she just left him for 8 years.
Yeah.
And was in therapy the whole time. And then came back for the last year, and then we get to watch that.
But, that's fine. Okay, here's two things.
Yeah.
First off, thing that I like from the other movies that they play at here, but I don't think it's earned, is there's a lot of, like, cutesy, creative games sometimes they'll play with each other.
Yeah.
And here's one that I'll focus on that I thought was, like, great, because, and couples will do this, and I think that's, like, one of the reasons you fall in love, is, like, they do the thing in the first movie where she pretends to call home to her friend.
Oh god, that is so
and
crazy.
He like calls her and
do you
basically
remember that at all?
No.
She pretends to call her best friend and while doing so tells him everything she likes about him and then he does it back.
Cute.
It's really cute.
It's great. You know, and it's like really just like this technique and an excuse to say like, here's what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah.
And it's great. And like, and so then this movie, he gets himself into pretty big hawk. And again, we don't think that he necessarily deserves all of this, even though he's sort of trollish. he comes back and tries to win her back, you
after
know?
The big,
and I just, and I think it was like kind of cute, but it's like the fight was so big that there's just no way you're digging out of that. You know?
And, right.
And it's also like she just was sitting there being angry and bitter. It was like, ew, just, ugh.
Yeah.
I know, I wonder.
Be by yourself then.
So was this like one of a million fights they've had, or is this like the biggest
fight
they've ever had?
This is building up. And actually, this is another point I would like to address. Yeah. Okay. So a big thing, one of her big problems is that she's left alone with the kids, which is actually like a big deal. Like, I mean, this point has been revisited in my life by different people being a mom. Like, all the burden falls on them. They have to give up their career. It's, like, difficult and terrible. But she's so, like, I mean, that's real.
Yeah.
But the thing is, then, she doesn't deal with it. She's the one who's resenting him, where she's saying to him, you're going to resent me if I move.
Right.
If I don't move to Chicago. Am I making any sense?
You are, yeah.
But in the meantime, she's resenting him for these kids.
Like, she's already resenting her current life.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And she's saying, you're going to resent me for this thing that I'm not even going to do, by the way.
Yeah.
And, like,
you're going to make me hate my life even more than I hate it now.
I mean, and it's confusing because he does seem like he's there with the kid. Oh, yeah. She's just, like, they made her to be the worst character ever. Because she's like, you don't help me. And he's like, well, if I did pack the kid's bag.
What's going on here?
I wish this wasn't a podcast in this moment.
Okay, what?
These girls are just rocking these bikini tops.
Right.
Going to the movies with bikini tops.
All right.
Maybe it's some sort of video shoot. Okay, so keep going. Maybe. Keep going. We can just edit this out.
Keep that flavor.
I think, like, the other weird thing is, okay, in any movie, if it's a romance, we need two things. We need, like, why is there a reason these people should be together?
Yes.
And then what's keeping them apart?
Right.
You know?
Well,
this
know
movie, we already, like, thought we had the first. Then it gives us, like, everything in the world of why they should be apart. And then it just doesn't give us enough to keep them together.
Nothing.
I have just, like, this a weird take on this movie that it's, like, not even a romance. I mean,
it's
I don't think it is.
No.
I don't think of this movie, or it's not a weird take. It wasn't, it had romantic elements, but I almost look at these three movies.
Guys, they just brought their shirts. They went back to the car
to get
their shirts.
They saw the way we looked at them, and they were like, you know what, maybe we're wearing not enough.
But they tucked them in their pockets.
Yeah. Just to, like, show you,
I think they're
going to,
like, test the arc light and see what happens.
Yeah. Maybe they're hoping they run into Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Stuck on their
boots. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So I think.
Don't you think there's a lot of, like, women out there that, like, that was probably a fantasy at one point, and they're going to see this movie and, like,
You mean from Ethan Hawke in particular?
Yeah, opposite of Lady.
I did used to think he was cute for, like, 2 minutes.
When was that? I think I thought he was cute in
Dead
Poets Society.
Yeah.
Reality Bites.
I think even up to Training Day, you know.
Oh, God, that's
way too recent.
He was kind of a baby.
I think girls thought he was hot in Training Day. Yeah.
But, Oh,
I think.
But sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was trying to think of when I, like, lost it for him, but I really had a huge crush on him in Dead Poets Society.
So
I think I kind of have a hope, even though this one was, like, a downer. I hope that they keep making these movies every 9 years. I think that would be amazing, just to, like, be able to see. You know, that would be just incredible.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're all, like, you know, nothing really, like, happens in these movies, which is one of the cool things about it. It's not like some...
And that's his style, too, like, Linklater.
Well, Yes and no. Like, in the other ones, there is that tension. Like, because are they going to be together? Right. Are they going to go... You know, in the first two. Right. Yeah. This one, it's just like watching an angry, bitter couple.
Right.
And
so on one side, it's like, why would we waste our time watching that? Yes. But then on the other side, I'm like, that's life. Oh, because when you... The first time, the first movie...
Yeah,
that we don't need to be a part of. The first movie was their first night together. Mm-hmm. The second movie was their second night together. Mm-hmm. The third movie was their life together after having three kids.
Two kids, plus one.
Right. Yeah. And living together for 9 years. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it's not going to be like... flowery and full of exciting tension.
But it doesn't have to be flowery,
and...
but she didn't have to be, like, so terrible. I mean, it really was, like, he was reasonable and gross, and she was just unreasonable. Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, I also feel like, misrepresented a bit. I feel like a little bit cheated, and I came to like kind of like be like, oh, love, but instead, it was Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, you know, like.
Yeah. Do you remember Greenberg? Did we see
Yes.
I never saw that with
Ben Stiller.
I felt similarly there. Like, it's just like, I love slice of life movies. Yeah. I really do. But I just don't like it when it's just like,
I mean, there was...
I'm just...
It was like constant fighting.
Yeah, and no like, realization. I have fighting
was
great.
Listening to each other.
No, listen. I mean, he actually was kind of listening to her. But she was not listening at all. And so it's like, why do I have... It's like seeing the same argument
and if it
over.
Is like real life, what I want out of a movie, typically, if it's slice of life, is I kind of want... It's real life plus a little bit of Dawson Creek. And by that, I mean that we talk... just a little bit better than normal people do.
Right,
you know?
Right. Or just like some kind of... Like, I guess maybe just in my life, I don't like to repeat arguments.
Yeah,
you know, like,
for sure.
I need to learn something, you know? And I don't want to wait.
Side note, do you know that if you watch that on Netflix now, they strip the song?
I didn't know that.
Oh, is that true?
It's the worst. Yeah. It's some dumb song. And it's like, to me, that was like a fun part of that
show.
Yeah, the
point of the show.
You know, it's like cold open. Right. Dawson does something dickly to Joey. And then it's like, bum, 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 bum. you girls know.
Yeah, we do.
I remember, I just have to say, when that TV show first came out, they were on the cover of J. Crew.
Yes,
yeah, because the first season they were like selling all of it. Yeah,
before it even came out. Yeah. And my boyfriend at the time was like, here's your new favorite show.
Before you had even seen it.
And he was right.
That's so
great.
And
I was like, what?
And that man?
I don't know.
That man was Ethan Hawke.
Okay, now I get it.
Now you understand my resentment.
I really didn't know when the giggling was going to stop.
Oh my
because
God. I cannot remember ever doing that in
me
my life
either.
Before. But I couldn't
me
stop
either.
Laughing.
Two grown women who can't stand a man touching another girl's
nipple.
Well, okay.
Why was it so hard for us to watch?
Well, for me, okay. I think I've said this
I
before.
I covered my eyes.
I did too. So, but then it was worse. I told her when I cover my eyes, it's worse because then
you just
hear
heard
it.
Yeah.
Yes, with his gross voice.
Yeah.
And that was act one of, you know, Giggle Girls. And then act two was like, because I mean, I guess she's French.
Yeah.
But still, like, she just didn't get dressed forever.
Right,
like,
I wasn't giggling at that, were you?
You were still giggling.
No, like, when they were fighting and just her boobs were out.
Yeah, yeah. And then it was so funny, like, the shots were just ridiculous, too, because he kept doing, like, it'd be, like, you know, over-the-shoulder kind of thing, but, like, her nipple would still be in the shot. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah, that was a lot.
You were a giggle girl then, because I didn't laugh then.
I wasn't giggling, but I thought it was ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. I was like, why is this important anymore, you know?
Well, to me,
she's angry. These are angry nipples.
I thought she's, like, you know, French.
But also just, like, being married, right? I keep saying married. They're not married. But just being together that long, you, like...
I know, but she's angry with him, and so I thought that's why she would have... Put your dress back on.
Yeah. That's true. If I am in an argument naked with Brett, I will put my clothes on.
Yeah, just because, like...
Because it just
you know,
feels
it's
like...
It's a weapon.
It's so vulnerable,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
it's armor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've never been naked in front of my husband.
And that's why it still works, right?
Magic.
Okay.
That's why you have to cover your
Here's
eyes.
Where I want to segue.
Yeah.
And what we'd like to do on the cast is
what
talk
do we
about...
Need to do?
We'd like to talk about, like, what this brings up.
Okay.
So we're going to sort of stop talking about the movie, but some of the things from the movie.
Okay.
I.E.
You've never called it out like that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I know why I shouldn't. It seemed like Darce has not listened to the cast.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. Have you ever had a kind of moment like this?
Where disgusting even on
how close has he not come to your nipples?
Right.
No. Like from the first movie kind of idea of like there's this like stranger on a train kind of moment. And has that ever happened? And like how did you ever do it? Like I know like I think that probably everyone's had a moment where it could have happened.
Right.
But they didn't do
that,
it.
That like sliding doors moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, you want to go say this?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
Good trains analogy, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
God, that movie's good. So this isn't maybe exactly what you're saying, but it does... I mean, when you're just talking about bringing up stuff, like, what does it kind of bring up? Okay, so in this movie ties in perfectly because... Okay, this movie came out, I think, in maybe 95?
96.
Did it?
I just watched it this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But wait, let's look that up again.
Yeah.
Because I think it's 95.
Okay.
But
okay.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
They say in the thing it's 94. I don't know, on Amazon it said it was 96.
Okay, but I guess that's all the same. Yeah. So I think I was 15, and my family and I had just spent the summer in England and France.
Nice.
And it was like, you know, what, 15 years old or something, and my older sister and I met this like group of English boys and girls. We were staying in France at this kind of like resort type thing.
I love this. This is like, you know, going away to camp, but like heightened.
We're
a third beat here.
I know. And it was like, it was like fancy camping.
Yeah.
At this French, it was like in Bordeaux. It wasn't even in Paris. God, it was amazing.
Camp.
It was amazing.
Wow.
And I like, so I'm 15.
And those French people are... They do a lot of stuff before the Americans do it.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's true.
They're fast.
So we would stay out at night in this like kind of resort place. So we were kind of enclosed with these maybe six other teenagers. We were definitely the youngest. They were all like 18.
Ooh.
And I kind of, let's just say I don't even know how to say it. I fell in love. I mean, I'm, again, 15. So of course I didn't really fall in love. But I had this like...
Romeo and Juliet, they were 14.
Yeah, yeah.
So this can happen.
When I say this, you're going to think that I hit a home run, but I did not. I had this like amazing night with this boy named Shane. When I say amazing night, you better believe I mean we held hands. but it was like we were all drinking wine and we would like sneak these little glances at each other, and then we all slept under the stars and we like held hands through our sleeping bags all night. And it was like the most romantic night of my life. Well then,
okay.
So then we had a couple more weeks in England, staying with my cousins, and we get a, you know, this is like not email time. This is like 95, 96.
Yeah. This is prehistoric.
Yeah, prehistoric.
Pony Express.
And we get a phone call from this family, and they're like, you guys are still in England.
There's a telegram for you.
Ma'am. And they're like, come, hop on the train and come to Essex for the weekend. So my sister and I.
Oh my God, this is total Downton.
I know, So my sister and I hop on the train. I randomly listened to Billy Joel and like cry the entire train trip just out of like excitement. And we had this like fun night with these couple of families and all these teenagers, including Shane.
Mm.
And we all slept in this big room together and everybody went to sleep and Shane and I just like kissed all night. Okay.
Nice.
And it was great. Again, like just straight up teenage romance.
Yeah.
And then it was, you know, it was like,
Shane English?
He's British. He's British.
Yeah.
He's 18. He like has floppy hair and he wears glasses and an
Shane.
English accent. And I probably like blue eyes or
Shane.
Something.
How does Shane sound? Like, how would he say his name?
He's like Shane Sutton.
Okay, I see. Oh. Okay. And your first name, it sounds very country.
Oh, yeah.
But I see. I get it. Yeah.
Good evening. I'm Shane.
He would always say that. And so we had, so you know, you're 15 and you're, I mean, I was like, in love with this guy.
Yeah.
But I, knowing that was like crazy, but that's how
it's Shane
felt.
Sutton.
Please.
I mean,
please.
Come on.
Okay. Just go Shane Sutton.
Hey, Shane Sutton.
Shane. So then, you know, I'm just like so sad. I even decide like I never want to kiss another person because I want that to be my last kiss.
Yeah.
And I go home back to America and my best friend and I go see this movie. And we had kind
Here
of decided
we
we're not going to like, and again, this is before emails. I mean, this movie wouldn't exist if, like, there was email. The movie meaning the first
you'd
one.
Just
yeah,
be like, hey,
you would just find each
email
other.
Email me
exactly
when you get back.
Yeah, Facebook me.
Yeah.
Will you promise to email me when you get back?
Yeah, it would be so, like, not romantic.
Yeah.
So then we had kind of, I think, somehow decided, like, maybe in his like 18-year-old cool way, he was, you know, it was like, hey man, this is like once in a life. Like there was no call me tomorrow or anything.
Oh wait, so he's 18, you're 15?
Yes. Oh, kind of gross on his side, huh?
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's everything's cool.
Showing you the ropes.
Yeah.
Please.
And so then I watch Shine. This movie and I go home and I write him like a 9-page letter. And I explain every detail of the movie. It's two people, they met one night, they had this great night together. God. It really reminded me of us. They say they don't ever say they love each other, but you can kind of tell they love each other, which is kind of how I feel about us. Like I really just pour my heart out and never hear from
him.
Never responded.
Shane.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No.
Yeah. And I you know what was weird is like his two siblings were writing me. His like little siblings.
No.
Gavin and Chantel, whose names I remember.
No.
They would write me like I'm talking too much, I know, but when we just moved, you know.
It's a juicy story.
Yeah.
We need to hear.
We just moved from New York to California a couple months ago and I was literally going through like I don't know, 20 years of letters.
Yeah. Had some from Gabby and...
I had letters from Gavin and Chantel saying things like, happy birthday. Like, so we really kept in contact for a while.
Wait, have you not looked up Shine
Sutton? Now, here, I don't know if you guys want to hear this.
Of course we want to hear this.
So I watched these movies two nights ago.
Yes.
And I Facebook requested him. And he hasn't accepted my request yet.
Of course he hasn't.
But even, isn't that funny? But even after like years of having Facebook, I never thought to look for him.
That yeah.
So and then funny. Recently, one of the girls from this kind of group of British people that we met, Facebook requested my sister and I. And I accepted her request. And it was like after, you know, seeing a couple of her posts where I was like, she's probably friends with Shane. And I looked him up and I was like kind of disappointed because he's like older and, you know, it's not like that 18-year-old beautiful British boy that I remember. I'm sure he thinks the same of me. Yeah, right. I look great.
Oh, you're the best. I love you. I've already declared my love for Darcy. I'm telling our audience many times.
Yay. Oh, I love you,
I've seen it before. I've seen her fall in love with a guest. It's happening again.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Please.
Oh,
really?
Don't let him cheapen it.
No,
I'm not cheapening it. I'm saying this is real. I know when it's fake. I know when she says that and she doesn't mean it.
We fell in love in the movie theater.
We did. Yeah. Because Darcy said that she loves the Arclight guy.
Oh, God.
That's the best part, when they give the speech.
At the Arclight. I mean, I know we have listeners on this podcast far and wide.
Oh, please.
So we should explain. At the Arclight in Hollywood, California, this guy, or, you know, like one of the Arclight guys comes out and he's like has this rehearsed speech, like, you know, I don't even know what he says. But it's not like, turn off your cell phones. But it's like very heartfelt.
More than that, like they like say like, this is the movie, delightful comedy, or whatever, and they like say the names of the stars.
Oh, God.
I just love that you think it's heartfelt.
It is. It is. And it makes me want to cry. Look at these outfits these people are wearing. Okay, so there's Dad.
Yeah,
oh,
going
my
on here.
God.
Hoochie.
I really want to ask them.
Oh, my God.
Those are some hard shoes to walk in, ladies.
Something is happening.
Something's happening.
There must be a video. There must be a video.
Okay, there must be a video.
There must be a video.
So I would like to come back on this podcast and let you know if Shane
oh, yeah.
Set never...
Oh, yeah. Please, we need a status
update. Let me just...
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you only going to communicate with us through this podcast?
You don't exist.
Just let us know.
I know, but it will be fun... For our listeners.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, we can report back.
Yeah, that's also true. That's also true.
But I would like to know sooner than the next
time.
It would be funny if we did a different podcast and we all have, like, another guest, but just for, like, 30 seconds, you come on and do, like, a Shane beat.
But, you know, the thing is like, I still have all these, like, weird... I mean, I can remember the feeling that I had for him so strongly. Like, I obviously don't hold any, you know, I'm not like pining for him.
Don't
which
worry,
they bring up in. Yeah, JGC.
JGC.
Yeah, like, in the first movie, the way he gets her to come off the train is by saying, which actually made me, like, scream out loud in my home. When I was watching it, he said, think about in 10 years or 20 years. And in my head, I was like, you made a movie 10 years and then 20 years later.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
But he says, think about in 10 or 20 years. When you're with your husband, you're always going to wonder, about this guy that asked you to like get off a train with him, and if you didn't do it, you're always gonna regret it. So by getting off this train with me, you're like saving your marriage down the road. That's interesting, right?
Yeah,
that is interesting.
About this movie too.
There's a lot of pointing from Darcy.
Yeah, I'm pointing a lot.
I love it.
So I will say I don't have any sort of like, oh, Shane and I could have been something. It's not that at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Why not?
But I don't know.
First off, Shane didn't write her back, so you know, there's that.
Right, no, but I don't have that sort of thing, but I definitely have never, I always remember that very like, oh man, that teenager love, that feeling of like love at first sight type of like love after one night type of feeling. And I wonder, also I was 15 and he was 18, so I wonder if, you know, like if he even would remember the night. I think he would.
I think he would.
But you know, I'm like remembering his name, his sister's name, his brother's name.
Right. Well, they
what we talked about, you know. Right. And I wonder if he'd be like, oh. If he'd be like, oh.
Really?
Somebody bring me some tea. And then maybe I'll, my memory will be jostled with tea and biscuits.
All right, Tosh.
Yes.
We're spinning the wheel towards you.
Oh. Well, I don't have any Shane Sutton story, but I do have a train story.
Oh, love it.
I was on the subway.
Yeah.
I was moving to New York.
Yeah. Oh.
1996.
Okay. Same year this
Just
movie
a couple
came out.
Years oh after my this God. Movie came out.
Guys. And
I really want to know.
There was some guy. This is such an anticlimax.
Okay, that's okay.
It's fine.
That's
nothing interesting.
Please.
About the story.
Okay,
I know.
We topped it with Shane Sutton. Really, you know, everything else is just gravy.
And now I'm only barely remembering facts. Okay. Anyway, there was a guy there. He was really cute, and I was like, I wonder if in New York people just meet on the train.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if this is how it's done. You know, like just on the train, and then I was, you know, he was looking at me, and then I got off the train, and then he ran up to me, and he told me he thought I was beautiful.
Oh, what? My God.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I was like, thank you. And then my train was coming across the other track,
so
I didn't know what I was, you know, I was in New York for like a minute. I didn't even live there yet.
This is a subway train?
Yeah.
I didn't, yeah,
so you could have stayed with no consequence.
She didn't know.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't even living there yet. I was looking for a place. I was, you know, I was just happy.
Train
I
had
no sense of direction. If that one left, who knows if I'd ever get on another train again. So I just got on to that train.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And was he, were you like, thank you, bye, or did you talk at all?
No, I just said thank you, bye.
Did he seem like crazy, or did he seem totally with
no,
it?
No, he was with it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean,
that's
he was like the man of my dreams or anything. But he was cute. I mean, I was like, that boy is cute. I wonder if people meet on the train.
This is sliding doors for real.
Yeah,
right? kind of, right? Like
he would have turned out to be a scoundrel anyway.
You're
right. You know what I mean?
So. Something. I think so.
Yeah.
And then I remember I told my friend about it, and he's like, that doesn't happen in New York.
Yeah,
usually.
I was going to say,
he's
that
like,
is crazy.
I was like, really? Because I thought, oh, maybe this is just New York.
I think it doesn't happen all the time, but I think guys try it.
And also, I think your little 1996 energy was probably like very bright-eyed.
Yes, it was. Yeah. I was like an open,
Exactly.
Yeah. You were probably making eye contact with people and smiling, whereas now you know, like, keep that head down.
Just shut it down.
Shut it down.
I mean, I was like smiling at the rats.
Totally.
I was like, there's rats on the tracks.
Animals.
Oh my gosh.
I think there's four things that I think of moments that are like this. Okay, very quickly, right?
Okay.
First off, I was in England doing a semester abroad.
You were in England?
I was in England.
And, I was in England.
And
did you run
I
into
stayed
Shine
at this
Sutton?
Place where it was like people from my school, but there was also other students that were there too. And there was a girl that she would take us around. And And in fact, like, do you guys remember, like, did you ever watch Real World London?
Fuck
of course.
You know Neil, who was the guy that, like, So I met him.
What?
Yeah.
So lucky.
This was like.
Jacinda was on that episode. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes,
you're right.
She was.
This was maybe like a year later or whatever.
You met
this girl
Neil.
Was friends with Neil, and she would take us to parties and stuff like that. And that's how I'd seen Neil's band, which is like when he met the guy or whatever. I saw it in the same place. Like, so weird.
Oh my God.
That's
MTV
not like
mystery.
The story. That's just like a little side thing. But we went to this party, and there was a girl that clearly like thought that I was, you know, cute and this sort of thing. And she was English. And I remember, like, being so dumb. Like, if I go back again, you know, like, first off, I had a cigarette behind my ear. It was, like, my last cigarette, right? Oh, it was behind my ear. And she, like, I think, took it.
Yeah.
Or was, like, and I was, like, that's my last cigarette. Oh, you know? No. And she was, like, she's, you know, like, basically, we'll like,
smoke it,
yeah, like, I'll give you something for it, you know?
Oh,
like,
wow.
Kind of thing, like, she's, like, you know.
She's flirting.
And she was going to, like, kiss me to get my last cigarette. And I was, like, no, I want the cigarette. Or something.
You dumb American.
It's so stupid, right?
God.
But this girl was undaunted, okay? She was interested in Nathan Chelke. And she, like, through channels to my friend, was, like, she wanted to invite me to tea. And I was like, that is amazing. Yeah. And like, you just think, but meanwhile, I already started to like hook up with this girl in my group.
That girl's an idiot.
You know? And I felt like, and I was like, so I ended up like not going to the tea. And I always wished that I went to the tea.
I wish you did too.
You know what I mean?
I really wish you did.
Even Hawk would have told you to go to that tea.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Okay. You should have.
Second thing, train story. I was coming from New York, going to Virginia, going to a wedding back home. I'm from Virginia.
I know.
And I thought you knew, you know, but and I started to there was something wrong with the train. And so we had to like get out, and I started like this girl came up to me and started talking to me, and we started talking and stuff like that. And so then the train like seems like it's going to be fixed or whatever, and they let us back on the train. This girl was in like business class and I was in coach, right? But I wanted to keep talking to her.
Right.
So I went to business class with her, you know, and everything like seemed like cool. No one was bothering us, whatever. And I was like, well, I'm going to Virginia. She's like, I'm going to Virginia. She's like, I'm going to a wedding. And I was like, I'm going to a wedding. And like, and I was like, how crazy. And she's like, yeah, my brother's getting married. And I was like, and I was going to my friend's wedding, whose sister was coming down. Like, and I was like, how weird would this be, right? And, like, and so then, like, they have a switch. That train's not working. Like, they tried to fix it. Nothing. Then we switch to another train, right? Okay. We get on the train, and it's, like, as it's sort of, like, starting to go, then the guy comes by, you know? And he's like, you're not business class. You can't be here, you know, kind of thing. And, like, so I had that kind of moment of, like, well, what do I do, so, you know?
Yeah, like.
And so, like, I fucking was booted back into a coach, you know? And I thought, like, I was like, this would be crazy if this is the sister or whatever. Turns out it wasn't the sister.
No.
But I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? But even if it wasn't, I never saw her again.
And going back, do you wish that you said, I know this would be a downgrade, but will you come sit with me? Or, like, will you,
like. Or, like, pay to, like, sit in the, you know, whichever.
Was this before email?
This was before email, yeah.
Well, was this before? Yeah. Was this before? What is the name of the first movie?
Friends.
Friendster, yeah. That's what I meant.
Before Friendster. I love it.
Was the first movie called
Before Sunrise?
Sunrise. What?
This was before Sunrise.
Okay, because in Before Sunrise, he has a cool line, which was like, hey, I was thinking about going to get a bite to eat in the lounge car. Will you come with me?
Yeah, no, and that's, that
we
is
have
good.
A lot
yeah.
of, she's got a lot yeah, of things you could have said. Not me.
Yeah.
Not me.
No, I mean, that would have been good. And then I guess, what were the other...
I would have just said, would you Friendster?
Hey, you like Friendster, Shane?
The other thing that I think about, like, is...
I was in love with this one girl.
And my friend, and she went to Ireland, you know? She was living in Ireland, and my friend... And I, over the course of a summer, I realized that I was in love with this girl, right? And so my friend was like, you know, you're in love with this girl. Like, and I really didn't start thinking about it, like, until this person sort of mentioned it. And I was like, oh, I had, like, a Josh from Clueless kind of thing. Oh, I was like, I am it, you know? And, like, and then my friend was like, you should go.
Oh, my God.
You should go to Ireland, you know?
And you didn't.
I didn't go. But I think about if I went. Yeah, you know?
That would be, you know, though, you like... That's a perfect movie situation, but I don't know how good
it would
be in real
life. And that's why I didn't go.
Yeah.
Right. Because I was like, what if I get there
and it's,
I'm just there and just sad in Dublin.
Totally. And also, like, if she had anything going on, like, if she was seeing another guy, even if she liked you more, like, that would be weird. She also might be like, this guy's, like, desperate. Yeah. Like, there's so many...
But when she came back, why didn't you, like, hold up a sign at the airport? Yeah.
That's where you fucked up.
She ended up like no. I mean, like, I made my play.
Okay,
You did.
Okay. I made my play, you know, and I was validated. It didn't work out.
Okay,
you know,
that's okay.
But it's like, I don't know. It was like kind of like we
two ships
passing
in the night, because it was like we both we liked each other at different times.
Oh, right, man, timing is everything.
Yeah, and so that...
A lot of cliches. Yeah.
A lot of cliches. Two ships passing the night, timing is everything.
It's true.
But I think, like, of those moments are, like, when you're confronted with this, like, oh, you know, could I do something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And it's tough in that moment because you really do have to, like, have no fear and just do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's so hard to, like, but it's all, so much of it is about the other person, too, and you just don't know.
Yeah.
What's number four?
Number four.
Okay, look. So I did the Irish thing.
You got your Irish thing. You got your train. You got your Neil from Real World.
Does anyone what is number here? Four? Does anyone here still watch The Real World?
No,
nobody does. Right?
I do.
Even
you
like do? Portland.
Where are they now?
In Portland.
Oh, they're in Portland. Mm-hmm.
I feel ya. Like I understand why you would keep watching it because I think I stopped in Hollywood. Where one guy
just
died.
Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah.
I need to tell this real quick before I forget.
It was so depressing.
I remember what it was.
Yes,
total New York moment.
Okay.
Here we go.
This
total
was like,
New York moment.
This was, like, kind of amazing because it was like, yeah, like, it's precisely that. Like, in movies, you would do this. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Here's what happened. Coming out of rehearsal, and me and my actor friends are just walking down the street. It starts to rain like crazy, right?
Already.
I have an umbrella, right?
You sure do.
Good job.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, this girl just appears underneath
umbrella.
My umbrella. And she's like so close to me, and she's like, hi.
And she's cute.
She's totally cute. Beep, she's cute. Beep, beep. And like, and she's like, hi, and like, so we ended up just like sort of walking, you know. Yeah. Meanwhile, all my friends are like vicariously watching me interact with this girl because we just, you know, came from whatever. And we're talking and like, it's, you know, going well and this sort of thing. And like, and then she leaves, you know.
Right.
And my friends are like,
yo,
dude, go after her. Yeah, you know, like, go get her number. And I was like, oh, and it's like, come on, man. Go get her. And I like didn't. I went out, you know. But like that was like if there was like a movie moment,
yeah,
like that was
that
it.
That would be the moment.
You know, because you always think about like you want to have that story.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, that would be a great
that
story.
Yeah, that would be a great story. We met because
but she fucked up.
Well, I don't know, because then I don't know, like
well we'll never know.
We'll never know. Although I think here's the thing. Of those all those situations,
yes.
I really do wish you went to tea with that girl.
Yeah.
There Nate, you fucked up.
Yeah, I totally
the
did.
Other ones, like Ireland, I think that might have been a disaster.
Right. Yeah, Ireland's a disaster.
Umbrella, she might have just been like a fun little whimsical girl. That's
she
like,
was interesting.
Listen, I have to tell you right now. What?
Of the four girls, she
Umbrella's
was the one that was
interesting. I think you should have gone.
Yeah, that's not buying a ticket to Ireland.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Just, the worst
just
she could say is like, never mind.
Right. Yeah.
It's hard being a boy after
it's hard.
Being girls
it really
out.
Is.
It really is.
Have you ever asked a boy out?
I mean, I did ask one boy to go to
Shane
homecoming
Sutton doesn't
with
count.
Me. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's kind of
well,
getting,
that kind of is.
That's
that
like
is,
the ultimate,
that is
right?
Totally
wait, you asked him to do it?
No, I just, I
Shane
asked
Sutton.
A boy. Yeah, I mean, I confessed my feelings.
Love, yeah.
I,
it's above and beyond.
I asked a boy to homecoming, but it wasn't that, like, it wasn't that romantic. And I don't know, I had a crush on him.
Yeah.
But well, he was like,
you still asked him. How did you ask him?
Yeah. I just said, it was like, we had this kind of flirty relationship, and I was like, I was thinking maybe we should go to homecoming together. It was very casual,
that's
although I
something.
Had been
Come
I had
on.
Been thinking about it a lot.
Please.
And then he was like, oh, I would, but my friends and I are going to a concert that night. So it was like this weird kind of rejection, but also I didn't feel too awful about it.
Yeah.
And then we ended up making out at some
okay.
point, and
there
I was not into it.
Oh, okay.
A gross maker outer.
Or it just was like, yeah, it just didn't feel right at mm-hmm. the in the mo.
Was
yeah.
was he a bad maker outer?
I don't even think
just,
so. It was
oh,
like
okay.
I once we like, we're alone in the room. I was like, nothing about this feels right.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, wait, but then we made out again, and that was pretty great.
Oh.
Yeah, so you live and you learn.
You know, let me dispel something that I think is put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, like, some girls feel like guys...
Some girls feel like... girls... Okay.
They feel like if they ask out a guy, mm-hmm. the guys don't like that.
Right.
Well, know? If they don't like you...
No, and that's what, like, I'm dispelling it. Like,
yeah,
I, like, some people, like, guys like to pursue,
right,
they like
right.
to chase,
right.
this sort of thing.
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
want to, you know.
But
I'm
you love
sure
it?
Sure you wouldn't.
No,
find
if
that.
You like the girl, you yes. like the girl. And
whether she.
Doesn't matter. Like,
totally.
I mean, I've had, like, you know, relationships that probably, like, the most successful
yeah.
ones were when the girl
the
chased
girl.
Me.
Are
you,
you
know?
Have you chased?
I never like doing that.
Yeah.
But I did do
Nobody
it
likes doing
twice.
It,
right.
I did it twice. Once.
That's true.
There was a cute boy at a record store and I left him. Actually, I made my friend go in and leave him a note with my number because this was before email.
Yeah, before friends.
Pre-mail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And ooh, then he did. Did I just coin something?
Pre-mail.
Nice. Oh, that's nice.
Good. Like no, you could coin it. Okay. You can coin it.
Might be confusing between because like before mail.
Yeah, I don't want. I don't want to ever say it. I don't want to ever say it. But if it was. Oh, if it was pre-dash? Yes, no, I still don't want
to say it. What if pre-mail is this? What if pre-mail is like what you call like a fetus before you know the sex? It's a pre-mail.
Okay, so
I don't
then
know
that
why
was...
you're I talked myself out of it. Pre-mail.
Because
yeah,
I thought it was still great good about email, but you really could get it mixed up with just snail mail.
Well, I think if you put the hyphen, yeah, that'll
and
sort of indicate
say
the email.
Pre-mail.
Yeah. Pre-mail.
Everyone will know.
Yeah, you could be like, pre-email.
You can be like, you've got... Pre-mail.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I like it. If you add the robot voice, I think it'll always read.
You've got pre-mail. That makes no sense. Oh, boy. I love it. Okay. Okay. So you asked out a boy at a record store.
Yeah. And then he called me and you know, he came over. Oh, it was kind of... it was a slutty moment.
Yeah. That's okay. We've had him.
Well, yeah. And then he ended up being crazy.
You didn't know.
Anyway, it was fine.
He oh, wait, so you too left him a note. What did the note say?
Call me. Mm-hmm.
Just said call me. Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Mm-hmm. Here's my number. Like,
yeah.
Here's my number.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
And then he came over. He was like, oh, I remember you. And he liked me, I guess. Yeah. And then he was like, we were sitting on the couch. And I think, have I told this story before? He was like, he goes, yeah, something. He goes, and I'm crazy.
He said it.
He said it. And then he goes, cuckoo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. No. And I still did it with him.
Oh, man.
After that moment,
that's
I
okay
still
because you wanted to know what it was
so
like with the crazy guy.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that means he's not crazy.
Exactly. Cuckoo, no, he was. And then we did it. And then right after. But listen, right after, he started crying.
Oh, wow.
No.
And then he goes, I guess I just miss my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, my.
And
God.
But you know what? That's the first thing that he did that doesn't seem crazy.
Oh,
you know,
you're
crying
because
I'm his ex-girlfriend?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like him saying it to you was not great, but like, he, you know,
he wasn't
he's a human.
He wasn't like, oh, this makes you want to slice your eyeballs out.
But yeah. I mean, come on.
This is the part
I
always get sad about because I'm about to kill you.
Yeah.
You can hold it together for a minute.
A
with
minute.
This girl you just
doing the bathroom.
Met. I mean, just go leave.
Just leave.
You know, you don't,
I gotta go.
Yeah.
I'll call you.
And then I did leave one more note.
Okay, you're a note girl.
I
you're a sexy note girl. Little sexy note girl.
I mean,
well, this was before email.
When was it? Before email?
Pre-mail.
You've got
pre-mail.
But yeah, I wasn't confident enough to do it in person, so I would just leave notes throughout the city. And he did not like me. I knew he didn't, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
That just, a side note, just reminds me of,
well,
like...
he called to reject me because I...
Nice.
He was my improv teacher at the Groundlings.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
And look at him now.
Yeah, he's nowhere now.
Good,
let
good,
me
good,
tell
good,
you.
Good.
And, yeah, and he was very bitter. He was very bitter because everyone around him had gotten successful.
Yeah.
I think that, you know what's sad is that, like, Brendan, my friend Brendan was telling, I think you had to tell his son.
You were?
Yeah, I was going to say Walsh, but then I was like, isn't that Brendan?
Brendan.
That, like, had to have a talk about, like, how it's not cool to reject someone on a text or an email or something like that. Like, or especially on a text. You can't break up with someone with a text.
Well, that's true, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's crazy is, like, now, like, children are growing up. Your children are going to live in a world like that, like that maybe there'll be even shorter ways to break up with someone, you know, that you can
I will tell Clyde, do not do it.
Yeah.
You've got to treat a lady right.
Yeah. Wait.
What would the emoji be for?
Like a heartbreak and like a sad face. I don't know.
Or I think it would be like a can of garbage being dumped.
Wait, that's good. Did I say a heart face?
You said heartbreak.
A heartbreak. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah.
A heartbreak and like... Maybe a picture of, like, a guy and a picture of a girl. And then just, like...
Or what if there's... What if it's, like, a finger going... Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you mean, like... Like Wayne Knight from Jurassic Park? Where he's like...
That's what happens.
You're going from more of like a 227 yeah. kind of thing there.
Jack A?
Yes, exactly.
I think we've misproved your point. Disproved your point. That I mean, there's a number of ways to do it.
No, yeah. I think you can do it. I know that there's ways to do it. I just think maybe it's wrong. You know?
I think Taylor Swift was broken up in a text.
By John Mayer?
I think by... A Jonas bro.
Oh, a Jonas bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A J bro. No. Do you watch that show?
What show?
Married with a Jonas.
No. I don't. But I mean, I would, sure.
Now,
I
do you, Tosh, do you like Taylor Swift or you don't?
I like her music. Some of her music.
Yeah. You like her music, right?
This is too long of a conversation.
Did you just pretend to? Because we did a show together, and that was sort of a theme of the show, like this Taylor Swift music. Yeah, remember, like, Bennett.
Yeah, Allison and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was like a... That was like a whole, like, one of the sketches.
It was about Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, yeah,
what, maybe Ari played like a... Or was it like Adele?
I can't remember. Well, that was like where I was first introduced to Taylor Swift okay. big time.
Yeah. Wow. Where she's like always writing about her breakups.
Yeah, yeah. All of them.
Mm-hmm. I do like
And that was a long time
songs.
Ago, and she still does she's, it. I have an interesting relationship with Taylor Swift, and this truly is just another podcast altogether.
Maybe we should start our own just about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
You're not even going to touch on it.
I mean, it's so many. It's like.
Really?
Okay, when we have the Sean Sutton update,
Excuse
Sean Beat.
Shane.
I'm sorry, Shane Beat. When we have Shane Beat, you can tell that. I also want to mention.
Shane.
Darcy, I saw you on Amy Schumer's show.
Yeah.
That was very funny.
Thanks.
When
buddy.
Did you do that?
I did that right before.
Because that's in New York, right?
Yeah, I did it right before I came out here.
Okay, great.
That's exciting.
With the great Jesse Klein and Amy Schumer. Is one of the writers there. It was really fun.
Are you friends with her?
I mean, I would, like, how do I say this? I'm glad she even remembered who I was. Because I'm like a fan of hers.
Okay.
We did an Ask Cat together in New York where she was a hymenologist.
Okay.
And I thought she was just cool as hell. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she emailed me, or somebody emailed me, and I found out that it was from her. So
this was not, you've got pre-mail.
It wasn't exactly a you've got pre-mail. But,
it's too long to say you've got pre-mail. Yeah. Just do pre-mail with the robot voice.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
I like to say that one.
But
that just means you have mail.
No,
that just means
but it means you have email. Yeah. But this is, we're talking pre-mail.
But if you got pre-mail, that's what I mean. That's what the mailman would say.
And if it's pre-mail, it wouldn't, AOL, you've got mail thing has not even been invented yet. God, that always really bugged me. It really did. That it said... The voice said, you've got mail. But the text said, you have mail.
Mm.
I swear to God.
You have mail.
You've got
mail. Yeah,
he
you're
goes,
right.
You've
yeah.
got mail, but it said, you have mail. And I was like, somebody fucked up.
Maybe, the guy who's doing the voiceover was like, I'm just going to loosen it up.
Yeah. Can I just try a crazy take? And like, I guess.
And then that stuff. Someone was like, that's the one. It was the boss that said that. No one could override him.
I was like, looking at like some show thing recently, and this guy in his thing mentioned that he is the voice on NPR that says like, that says like that whole like voiceover thing about like this being like a production or whatever, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, it's NPR. I didn't make a lot of bank for that.
Oh, man.
That would be sad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if your voice is like everywhere and you're not making big cash for that?
I know.
That?
It's all like unions and shit.
Well, anyway.
Should we wrap it up? Is that what you're giving me? I sense that. I got that. Tosh was even given a look of like, this NPR story is just not worth it.
No, I wasn't.
But you were. I saw it.
No, I'm a little tired tonight.
You're tuckered?
Kind of.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Somebody. We also have to get out of. We have to stop. Get out of this podcast studio
and go look and
see. I was gonna say we gotta go see where all those.
Oh yeah,
dancing
what those
girls
are doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Let's get with the girls.
Okay, so I do want to say one final thing about
that. Yeah, yeah.
What I want to say is, if you love the first two movies, you should definitely see the second, the third one. I don't even want to say you'll be disappointed, but you'll be. It's not romantic. It's not happy. It's just furthering their story. And
I will say, I loved the first two. Do not see
them. Okay, interesting. Agree to disagree.
Yes.
Chips in the night.
I would say I'm going to toe the line, and I'm going to say...
Confuse everybody.
I want to say, like, I'll split the difference in that. Mm-hmm. I think that you if you do go with Darcy's.
Yes, I agree like, with that.
Thinking. Like, don't go in thinking it's going to be this.
Riantic.
You're going to fall in love. Yeah. Because you're not.
I agree with that for sure.
And I also would say, see, you're going to feel a little more. Because, I don't know how to say this. They're both a little bit hard to connect to. They're not like the most, I don't know, there's something, if you watch the first two and then see this, you're so into their relationship.
Right.
Whereas if you just saw this alone, you would be like, why do I even care about this?
Oh, because, definitely. Right? If you didn't see the other two, do not.
Yeah. Unless your only reason is to see Ethan Hawke handle Julie Delpy's nipples.
Yeah. Then Julie Delpy's.
Disgusting mouth.
If you want to see Ethan Hawke get into Julie's Delpy's.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. All right.
Well, you guys, this is
the Roco
review. That's the first time that's ever happened. Our guest has started the ending. Wow,
true. Like, that was great. I think she's playing for a co-host.